Donald Trump is panicking as protests continue to erupt across the world against Trump and against his family for their despicable behavior and also for the corrupt projects that they are trying to build in places like Albania and Tbilisi and Belgrade and Australia and elsewhere. I'll just show you some of the latest footage coming out of Albania with some of these protests against Jared Kushner and Ivanka for trying to take over an island there and destroy it with some Trumpenstein compound. Here, let's play this clip. Meanwhile, you have Albania's Prime Minister Edi Rama basically saying, oh, all these protesters don't know what they're even talking about. We're not trying to build this compound here. Play this clip.
It's to be discussed because there is no yet project approved, right? So first we need to have the project, then to see the project, then to discuss the project. But we can't discuss something that does not exist, but that is being presented in the overall the social media through a hybrid war against Albania, through false narratives like the project is not the project, but it's something cooked between me and Bibi Netanyahu through Jared Kushner to bring the Palestinians in Zvernets. And I think the Western media should be much more careful because...
And then Edi Rama, in a very creepy way, he's like, so Albania in the EU means God and sex. What are you talking about, sex? Here, play this clip.
Together. When Albania will join the EU, there are three things you can't predict. Three, right? God, sex, and the EU.
Now, this morning is going from bad to worse for Donald Trump. The markets are not doing very well right now on some of the latest economic data that they're seeing. And specifically, it seems like the market is now pricing in major interest rate hikes over the next 12 to 18 months as inflation continues to surge. Here's what Donald Trump just posted this morning. With a great jobs report, like just announced, stocks should go up, not down. That's the way it was for 200 years. Growth does not mean inflation. How else can a country attain greatness? DJT. Yeah, that's going to instill a lot of confidence in the markets, whining about the stock market on social media. Real behavior of a leader right there. I'm being sarcastic. And then Donald Trump followed that this morning by saying, the great reflecting pool that stretches between the Lincoln Memorial and the Washington Monument just opened to rave reviews. But maliciously or not, some say, like the Washington Post, it was a paint job. This was not a paint job. This was highly sophisticated material, industrial strength that could last for 100 years. Applied by very talented people, many of whom came from the great state of Oklahoma, where I won 70 out of 77 counties, three times, the only president to ever do so. And while the American people are suffering this morning, while markets are tanking this morning, Donald Trump's DOJ is arguing before the DC Circuit Court of Appeals, this is real what I'm about to say, that the United States government has the right to destroy the Statue of Liberty and there would be no recourse for any courts or for Congress, because once you destroy it, if you can rush to destroy it the way the Trump regime destroyed the East Wing, there's no more remedy that you have. So this is real. In an appeals court fight over the White House ballroom, the DOJ just argued that the federal government could quickly bulldoze the Statue of Liberty and no one would have standing to sue over the changes once the demolition was done. And so the federal judge, Judge Millett, said, question, if the government decides very quickly to bulldoze the Statue of Liberty, as it did with the East Wing of the White House, the people whose ancestors, that was the first thing they saw coming to this country, but the government moved fast and just destroyed the Statue of Liberty. Nothing can be done, Department of Justice. I think that's right, yes. So they're arguing that there's nothing you can do once you rip it down, and as long as you do it very quickly. Now, with that argument being made, Donald Trump this morning is also posting videos of himself golfing. selfie golfy videos. That's really what the American people want to see as they can't afford gas this morning, as they can't afford groceries, as they can't afford to feed themselves or support themselves and their families. And now we're learning that the U.S. will reach the $41 trillion debt ceiling probably in the next 3 or 4 months at this point. We'll hit $41 trillion. That's what forecasters are predicting. But don't you worry, everybody. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has a message. Iran's economy is floundering, Bessent says, and its military is decimated through economic fury. Treasury will continue to sever Iran's shadow fleet, shadow banking networks, and access to global trade. Wasn't it like mid-April or early April where Bessent and Donald Trump said Iran has 3 more days before their economy's totally destroyed and before the pipes in Iran get so full with the crude that it explodes because the blockade is so successful? Like, quite literally, everything the Trump regime says is utterly false. Like, and the fact that it's now permeated into CENTCOM is such a disappointment. Remember earlier this week when CENTCOM was like, Iran's retaliatory strikes against Kuwait did no damage. We intercepted every one of the drones and ballistic missiles. And we're like, okay, we see the Kuwaiti airport. We see the U.S. airbase in Kuwait also. Both were directly hit. And so now you have CENTCOM saying, Iran claims it fired warning shots at U.S. warships in the Gulf of Oman, forcing American vessels to retreat toward the Indian Ocean. False. Here's the truth. Iranian forces did not attack or fire at U.S. Navy warships. Doing so would be a gross violation of the ceasefire. U.S. forces continue to operate freely in regional waters while fully enforcing the ongoing blockade against Iran. I don't know if you're just saying, well, they fired directionally towards the ships. I mean, we have video right here of Iran's Navy showing where it fired the warning shots and drones in the direction of the U.S. destroyers. Wasn't a direct hit. Again, it's a sad state of events where you can't trust what CENTCOM is saying at all. And they've been highly politicized, but you can't trust anything any of these Trump regime officials are saying. You had Trump's national economic advisor, Kevin Hassett, try to cool the markets, which are not looking good right now. And Kevin Hassett said, right now, Wall Street just doesn't understand the Trump economy is really creating a golden age, that the Wall Street just doesn't get the golden age we're doing. Here, let's play this clip.
Right now, Wall Street just doesn't understand that the Trump economy is really creating an economic golden age. And then another thing that is probably not going to make the headlines, certainly not in the fake news, is that the numbers keep getting revised up. So you remember under Biden, they kept revising the numbers down. Well, we find that the previous months, they jacked the numbers up by another 100,000.
Yeah, I see that. Revisions were higher in March and higher in April.
And it's because of the Trump boom, you know, the big, beautiful bill. We've got all these factories, the $18 trillion in factory spending. It's starting to really, really show up. We got 71,000 more construction workers.
I just want to jump in here.
More from Hassett right here. He's asked a question. Okay. So, you know, farmers are suffering right now, especially with the increase in fertilizer prices. Their export markets has been closed. Input costs on a bunch of other things are through the roof. You've had to bail them out. So you promised that China was going to be buying all this stuff from our farmers. Any updates on that, Hassett? Here, play this clip.
Has China started buying American farmers' products? What's the status right now?
I'd have to get an update on that.
What's the impact on the global economy?
And then Kevin Hassett is asked about gas prices. And he's like, it's still a temporary blip. And it's like we've been at this for 100 days now. Like we're it's almost the whole entire year. Temporary means a few days, maybe a few weeks. Right now we are dealing with we're basically hitting the 100-day mark. Here, let's play this clip.
People heading out for their road trips this summer, what should they expect at the gas pump with Hormuz remaining shut down, basically?
Yeah, the gas price story is a serious one. We understand that people are hurting on that, and we've taken a number of measures to reduce the disruption, and we expect it to be temporary.
What do you see in the data?
But don't you worry, Donald Trump's so-called fraud czar went on state regime media moments ago, and he said that Trump's DOJ is coming after the koi fish. And if you fraudulently procured koi fish, we're going to take the koi fish back and we're going to take the food that you feed your koi fish. Great priorities. That's koi fish here. Play this clip.
Is not only finding these individuals, prosecuting them, but then also clawing back the money that they received, and clawing back the stuff that they got, the cars, the homes, whatever it is. If they have a koi fish in a pond that they bought on the backs of the American taxpayer, we're going to come for the koi fish and for the food that they also bought to feed that koi fish.
That's a real guy. That's Donald Trump's actual fraud czar right there. And then Kevin Hassett said, look, let's just assume the Strait of Hormuz is closed forever. We'll figure this out. Maybe we'll create some pipes that go around the Strait of Hormuz. Very comforting words, Hassett. This is what Hassett is saying this morning. While you have protests against around the world to Trump projects, while you have the American people absolutely livid, I can't wait for the No Kings protest. That's all I want to say. Here, play this clip.
If that doesn't happen, though, do we end up in this tank bottom scenario if we get through June with no relief?
Well, I wouldn't say that the inventory problem starts to be a problem in June. I think it's quite a bit farther down the road than that. But absolutely, you know, at some point, oil prices, you know, if they stay high forever and ever, then there's inflation and then higher prices. But that's not what our expectation is. And indeed, even if, you know, the straits stay closed, what will happen will be they'll start building pipelines to get into the Red Sea and so on. And so markets adjust to these things.
And then you have Russia. Through their foreign minister, Lavrov, saying the following this morning. One of the goals of this was his Russian foreign minister, Lavrov, on Iran. One of the goals of this adventurous action, I have no doubt, was to prevent the emerging process of rapprochement and normalization of relations between Arabs and Iran. The very conversation that Iran must open the Strait of Hormuz is absurd. It was open until February 28th. There were no problems at all. End the 47-year period of Iran terrorizing everyone. It's a very propagandistic slogan, not burdened by historical analysis of what actually happened there. Until Iran was attacked in June of last year, the entire leadership was united around the fatwa of Ayatollah Khamenei, who was murdered in a political assassination. That was a fatwa not to build nuclear weapons, but to have nuclear material for civilian purposes. If anything could change the sentiment among the Iranian elite regarding nuclear weapons, it's exactly this kind of unprovoked aggression. And when you think about what the United States has been doing, CENTCOM released a photo of an F-16 refueling in an undisclosed location. And so it just shows its planes just kind of loitering over Dubai. And this is supposed to instill confidence to see the American planes just flying over other countries like that. Anyway, let me know. No wonder people are protesting this regime around the world. Let me know what you think. Hit subscribe. Let's get to 7 million. Thanks for watching.
Want to stay plugged in? Become a subscriber to our Substack at MidasPlus.com. You'll get daily recaps from Ron Filipkowski, ad-free episodes of our podcast, and more exclusive content only available at MidasPlus.com.